Here's Chuck Lura from Dakota College of Botany with Natural North Dakota.
Most of the lakes and ponds in the state now have a lid on them. I suspect that the casual observer may think that what goes on in the water below probably hasn't changed much other than colder water. But there's a lot more to it. The water temperature, of course, changes. But under that ice, the water will stay between 4 degrees and the freezing point until the spring melt. Think about that for a minute. These organisms never have to deal with below zero temperatures. Makes one kind of envious. But once the body of water is frozen over, the exchange of gases with the atmosphere, for example oxygen, has effectively stopped. As a result, oxygen levels in the water will gradually drop throughout the winter. Algae can continue to carry out photosynthesis, which gives off oxygen as a byproduct. Think of them as little aerators. But that can change quickly if the snow accumulation blocks much of the sunlight. Then all bets are off, and oxygen levels may drop to the point of causing a winter kill. All those cold-blooded animals that stay active throughout the winter are going to move slower with the colder temperatures. That includes fish. Their metabolism slows down, their activity is more limited. A way to relate to that is to compare the fight of a northern pike caught in the summer to one caught through the ice. Summer wins every time. Some cold-blooded species are known to acclimatize to the cold temperatures and compensate for a colder condition by raising their metabolic rate. It's sort of like what happens to plants when they become cold-hardy as winter approaches. Much of this is thought to result from different types and amounts of enzymes produced. There are many other changes going on as well. So as you pass by the lakes and ponds this winter, give some consideration to how conditions have changed under the ice and how life has adapted to those changes. I'm Chuck Lura.
Natural North Dakota is supported in part by the NDSU Central Grasslands Research Extension Center and Dakota College at Botany. You can read and hear today's story at prairiepublic.org.